Good morning, this is Rada and Addie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, spotted tail and northern quolls are now functionally extinct across large parts of Queensland, according to new research. A six-month survey by the Wildlife Preservation Society of Queensland used 163 motion sensor cameras across 100,000 hectares but found no evidence of quolls. Project Officer Paul Reevey says quoll numbers are now likely so low they can't find mates easily, reproduce effectively, or fulfill their role as top predators. Once vital in controlling prey populations, quolls now face threats from habitat loss, foxes, feral cats, and cane toads. Researchers urge the public to report sightings to help locate and protect the last surviving populations.
In national news, student unions and campus advocacy groups across the nation have voiced their concerns over freedom of speech under a potential coalition government. The coalition's education spokesperson has promised to leave no stone unturned in their bid to ensure that universities are places of higher learning and not indoctrination. University groups are concerned that these efforts will hinder university life if government is allowed to dictate university curriculum. Coalition leader Peter Dutton himself addressed this early in the week. He told a crowd at a Sky News event that he thought there was a silent majority on woke indoctrination at Australian universities. Given Dutton's recent poor performance in two-party preferred polls, this silent majority has yet to materialise.
In international news, Amazon has submitted a last-minute bid to acquire TikTok as a US ban on the platform is set to take effect on April 5th. The bid, made in a letter to US Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, comes as President Trump's administration pushes for TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell or take the platform offline in the US. Amazon joins other bidders like Oracle and Blackstone as the deadline for the deal is approaching, in which fail to comply to the demands could result in TikTok's removal from the US market.
For your weather today, Brisbane's cloudy with a high chance of light rain. Winds expected throughout today. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 10. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.